I've lost my top. Suddenly it's gone. So anyway, so what I'm saying here, so the lamrim is not. So anyway, come back, see. So now here, so this, this inner enemy, you know, this demon, the self-change, all this. So to, that which harms you, that which is harming to you, from beginningless rebirth, and which will, that will harm you, without end. Without end, if, see, that, not only that, then, numberless sentient beings, it harms to numberless sentient beings from life to life, directly, indirectly. So this, like this, have been harming from beginningless rebirth to other sentient beings, to other sentient beings, okay? Numberless other sentient beings, by having, and goodness in the future, say, until, say, one changes one's own mind, until eliminate him, cease him, completely. So, so therefore, so what? How we can do that? How we can do this? Say. Is it in? Then by actualizing the so the remedy path, which ceases all these delusions, all these cause of delusion, these defilements. And it sees even subtle deployments, it is full enlightenment. So the root is, the root is renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, the foundation, And based on the root of the path to enlightenment, which was like that. So, you see, so here, you see, here to work, here, you see, to actualize this. So, during this time, to actualize this path, this foundation of the whole rest of the path to liberation and enlightenment. So, so you can see now how it is the most urgency, you know, billion times, billion, say, billion, zillion, trillion times more urgency to actualize this. You see, to have this realization with us, you see, this transformation of mind, to have this transformation of mind, you see, how you of course, normally the life is my happiness, day and data, day and night, all for my happiness. I have this problem, I have that problem, this problem, that problem, this problem. I want to go to psychology, down to this hospital, and this, you know, psychiatrist, this, you know, full of this, my happiness. You know? because I have this problem. Somebody abuses me, somebody did this, somebody did that to me. So my happiness, nothing is important in the world except my happiness. Nothing is important in the world than my happiness. So it's like that. So even concerning that, this is the best thing to do. Actually, it's lamrim. Even concerning my happiness, there's nothing else. There's nothing else in the world. Something better than this. Something can solve the problem. Something can solve the problem very deep. The cause was deep, There's nothing else except lamrim. So even concerning my happiness, my needs. So now here, not all that. Numberless things happiness. They need, they need your help. Numberless sentient beings, they need happiness. They need your help. They don't have a human body, to learn, to be able to capacity to understand. Learn the words meanings, to meditate, to act like, to have realization, even not in the human body. Devoid of all these opportunities like we have this time, they don't have. So even they have human body, but haven't met the opportunity. Haven't missed the opportunity. The opening heart from their own side. The opening heart. Giving freedom, opening heart, giving freedom to themselves and this devotion. Wisdom, understanding, able to discern, able to see what is right, that brings happiness to them, to others. Wrong, which brings harm to them and harm others. So, no wisdom to see these, haven't met the qualified spiritual guide, making sure the complete path to liberation, to enlightenment, haven't met. Making sure path without mistakes, haven't met. So everything's wrong. So lack of all this wisdom, blind leader, devoid of blind leader, virtuous friend. So many of these things. So what they want is happiness, but the way they think and what they attempt, what they want is happiness, but what they do is all wrong. The cause of suffering, method to see whatever they attempt, what they run, what they keep busy, the cause of suffering. Even though they wish is happiness, so totally opposite. What they want to achieve is happiness, but what they see cause, what they create is not happiness. The cause of happiness is a cause of suffering. So due to ignorance, lack of Dharma wisdom, so then that makes two cause continuously suffer. They need happiness. This day of course, they wish like oneself. They want happiness. They want suffering. They all need your help. So therefore, by this reason, Also, there's an emergency. See, billion, zillion times, you know, emergency to actualize the path, you know, to this. The first thing to overcome, oneself to overcome this inner enemy, you know. So here we should realize that here, listening, reflecting, meditation, doing retreat, numbering, that we should realize that this is the best way, that this is the, say, the real, most, say, the deepest method, the deepest, most profound, deepest method, say, to bring not only peace to in this world. But peace and happiness to numberless sentient beings. Peace and happiness to numberless sentient beings. So that, so you can see here. Without our own practice, first without yourself practicing and. Tame the mind. These negative emotional thoughts, these delusions that harm you and others, harm the world, harm to all sentient beings. So this, so to destroy this, to eliminate this. Start with this to bring peace in the world. To all sentient beings. with change of one's mind, liberating oneself from this, then one can offer deep benefit to other sentient beings, show them path, and through their practice, actualize path, and overcome the delusions, remove the delusions. So that they are able to bring numberless sentient beings to liberation, and all of that, and peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So we should realize, we should recognize that this is the happiest life. To using our life, dedicating our life, Not only for your own ultimate happiness, but dedicating your life, especially towards all sentient beings, and offering this service to all sentient beings, not only sentient beings in this world, but you know, there are numberless sentient beings, numberless universes. So, as I mean, just before mentioned, we need happiness, you know, we don't want to suffer and consequences, so forth. Yeah. To liberate them, you see. So maintain our numbering, you know, trying to put in effort every day to make our heart closer to the numbering, you know, to have realization of numbering. So, there's no deepest benefit than these to other sentient beings. There is no more important benefit than this to concerning benefit of other sentient beings. five sisters. Without this, without this realization, you see, without your mind becoming lamrim, your heart, you know, you see, cannot achieve, cannot say, you, even yourself cannot be free from suffering. You know, not only can liberate others from suffering, samsara. So, so the, like that, say, there's no more important service than this to other sentient being. Transform your mind, transform your mind part, say Lamrim. So even the weapons, bombs, weapons, even they are temporarily stopped using. But they're just temporary, see. But doesn't mean that it's not gonna be used forever. See that. So to not harm forever to others, to bring peace to others, oneself others, to bring peace and happiness, then needed. So that depends on the mind, depends on the heart of the people. Total transformation is needed. Need to develop loving kind of compassion, bodhicitta, and the ultimate good heart, you know. The thought, benefiting others, cherishing others, benefiting others, need total change. Hearts of everyone in this world need to change into bodhicitta, into the most precious holy mind, cherishing others, letting go of I, cherishing others, you see. So, otherwise, without a good heart, you know, without, you see, stable, good heart, and not, you can't rely on, just temporarily stop using weapons. So whether the weapons harmful or not, it's up to the people's mind. It's up to if they have thought harm, then the weapon become harmful. If they don't have thought to harm others, then the weapon doesn't become harmful. Generally speaking, so there's a good heart, you know, bodhicitta or the loving kindness compassion thought, good heart. In the hearts of the leaders of the world, in the hearts of the people, then all the dangerous weapons and bombs, they're goodbye. So all the dangerous weapons, bombs, they're goodbye. Like the apple a day, goodbye doctors. You know, apple a day, goodbye doctors. So good heart a day in the hearts of people in this world, goodbye bombs. Goodbye bombs. So how much dangerous weapon there is, you know, it's not harmful. So how to develop good heart? Another question, how to develop kind of compassion? Is how to develop? Well, that's a big question. You see, yes, you should have, you know, that's one thing. But I mean, how to develop is a big question. So this is what we're doing here. So should realize that, and then we can recognize so that we feel you see how important it is, how this is the most important thing, so that concern yourself, concern as I mentioned before, concern you for your needs, your happiness, you know, now and the future to be out. Especially concerning happiness for numberless entanglements. So that. So I think the prayer is gone. I think our prayer is gone. I think our prayer is gone. Is, I think somebody did. While I'm talking, somebody did the prayers. Let me see. What time now? Mm-hmm. Oh, 10 to 12. Even we are unable to have actual realization of the lamrim in this life, but practice maintaining this as much as possible in this life. So mind is made so ready, so much as the preparation done, become much closer. So the next lives, without much difficulties, without taking much time, then next lives, as you read Dharma texts, immediately you are able to have realizations. Or the minute when you hear the teachings of the Guru, then during that time you are able to have realizations. Or just a little bit of meditation, able to have realizations. So like that. So even the realization didn't happen in this life, but also with much effort, leaving much positive imprint in mind, they make very to achieve realization next life. So that as Hisanus explains that Hisanus is giving teachings through the Tibetan audience, then there's a from text, the extensive subject from text, then advice at the beginning as motivation, advice for people's lives, for the sanghas, for the lay, how to live life. Then they see, so in the past, for Western students, then it was particular. You see, the emphasis was usually near the end, something. Oh, that you should not think. Tibetan called Lonna Tung Tung means, Lonna Tung Tung is you expect that you will achieve realization within a month, within a year, or some weeks. That. So you expect your attainment in a very short time. Then if it didn't happen, then you give up, disappointed and give up. So Lonna Tung Tung means that one. What's the English translation? But so that's the meaning. So usually Hisanus explain that many hundreds of eons. You see, one must plan to meditate, to practice Dharma. Many hundreds of eons. You see, to practice. One should plan to practice. For many hundreds of eons, even texts that much long. Even texts eons. You see, to achieve realization. So motivate like this. That is a particular advice, at the end of the teaching, something for our students, So there is three advice only to the practice. Mi jiang xing, hong sang le. I mentioned three, but one I don't remember. So the I think Gautama Geshe is the explain to this. So make dancing. You look at it very far. Your motivation. You plan. See, look. Say, you know, enlightenment. Look at very far, see, to say enlightenment. That is to say, not, you know, not get long, see, I say, you know, it's not happening, you know, so kind of, you get, how to say, what do you, you get what? And, you know, so anxious, it's not happening, you know. I've been doing retreat for now this many weeks, you know, this many days, this many weeks, this many months, years, you know, nothing happened, you know. So, so kind of stress, you make yourself stressed, and alone, and you know, so not like that, you know, kind of so relaxed, so the third one I don't remember. Does anybody remember? I thought that, I didn't remember the term, but I think the third one is continual. You see, relaxed, you know, not relaxed that when there's little tiredness, then you know you lay down, so you say go to the beach or something, say, you know. Go for sightseeing or some, they say, movies or some. Anyway, not that the. So generally, it's not to stress yourself, not the creating room. See, relaxed. But every day, but always continuity. You know, very inside, you know, not giving up. Very inside, not giving up. Continuity. Stability, continuity. So that's, I think, the Katambaki says, I don't remember the Tibetan term. Mechangs Kongsang. So I think, stability, continuity, I think, practice, you see. So I think the most important one, I think what I see most important one is continuity. Even the realization, you know, some change not happening, you don't see, you see. But now, you see. But, you know, look at very fast there. Like people are climbing. And say complaining. Like people are climbing Mount Everest. So look very far from the west. You know, from California, Mount Everest. From Bajapani to Mount Everest. so a long goal, you see. You know, thing to go there, right on top. You see, so you kind of aim that. So you prepare, you know, you prepare, and you no matter how much you get tired and so on, but you know, when you every day, you see, then eventually you make it on the top. So I think that's what many people, remember, many people died. But many people did succeed, you see. So, many people died right at the top. Many people died after they reached the top, then when they come down, died. Didn't have time to come back home. Didn't have time to get the gold medal. So I think the continuity, since here the continuity, not giving up. I think the continuity. Even it's a little, even that practice you do is a little, you know, just 1 hour or some, see, half hour, you know, even half hour. I'm just giving using an example, but doesn't mean doesn't mean do only half hour. I'm not saying that. But even half hour or 1 hour, half hour, anyway. But continuity, it seems the most, I think, yeah, Gaudiya has advice here, the most important one. So then eventually it happens. So even say, even what you do is say, yeah, not all day long or not many hours, maybe 1 hour, half hour meditation. But continuity seems the most important thing. So here I would like to mention that what I used to mention in the past, that when Kadamba Geshe asked to Changawa, thinking, what is better to say? Maintaining lamrim, and the having you have a stable concentration that can last for eons, that cannot be disturbed, concentration that can last for eons. So even big drums beating, next to your ear cannot disturb your concentration. That concentration can last for eons. Having achieved samatha, kamabhati, you see, you have stable concentration. Like this, that, and then also then eight cities, those eight these the common cities, able to fly by psychic power, and the clairvoyance, able to predict, able to see past, future, far distance, so like five types of clairvoyance. Can see past, future, life, can see very far. Maybe can also read others' mind. So there are five types of the clairvoyance. So this, but depending on the wind, that one can go so fast, where it takes many months, that you can go within a few hours, the power wind, you see, that kind of cities, having all these cities, these powers. And material lambrim, which is more meaningful, asked to Geshe Changawa. I think Geshe Changawa said, replied, I would prefer even just questioning, what is lambrim? Just a question about what is lambrim. I prefer this than having all those, not even a question of lambrim, you see, than having all those attainments, you see, those powers. So, for example, Geshe Changawa's reply, I would prefer even just questioning what is lambrim, than having all those other powers. So now the reason is this. So we achieved those samatha, kamabhati, those meditation, had stable concentrations in the past. We had those realizations numberless times in the past. So that's why we were born in the form realm numberless times. And the four levels of firm contemplation we achieved numberless times. And from there, we went to formless realm numberless times through meditation, you see. But that's still, this is samsara. you know, just not samsara. So from real and from decision, they're all suffering nature. They are against suffering nature. And the control of karma and delusion contaminate the seed of delusions. So pervaded by suffering. So if you achieve formless realm where there's no suffering or pain, not only there's no suffering or pain, suffering or change, where there's no suffering or change, only the pervasive compounding suffering. So as I just mentioned before. But because not having realized, didn't have a total renunciation of samsara, discovering the formless realm, the last one, tip of the samsara, which is the four levels, fourth one, tip of the samsara. So because there's no higher realm that you, samsara, you can compare, the other one is better, more peace, you know, than the tip of the samsara, you see, for the level of the formless realm. There's no higher samsara realm to compare to. So then, there's no antidote. So there's no to be detached. There's no method to be detached to samsara. So you don't see there's a suffering. So still there's a, even though you have a detachment, even though you see the realm where we are, our realm, you see, the aggregates, you see, only nature, totally, only nature of suffering. And that from realm being they see as, you know, or that I guess, only nature of suffering. Like Africa or some of those places, you see, where there's a lot of disease and very unhygienic, very dirty, some places like that, scared or see, no attraction. Can't find attraction to live there, you see, in that life, you see, even for a second. Like being in the, so you have no interest, attraction, to be inside the septic tank, with all the poopies. not poopy. not poopy, do we? Poopy. See, there's no attraction, not even for 1 second, to be there. You see, to be in the septic tank, you see, with all the smell, all this stuff, you see. So like that, this is how the form realm being they see. They see, you see, our aggregates, you see, and all the. This our sense enjoyment, we think something really incredible, pleasure or something, but this is just our natural suffering, just terrible, disgusting. So the formless realm, see form realm, disgusting. You know, total detachment, only suffering. So the tip of the samsara. So the formless realm, the fourth level tip of samsara. So there's no higher samsara realm to compare to. So the to realize the tip of samsara is only natural suffering. So therefore, there is total detachment and renunciation, desire and formless realm, the previous three realms, except the tip of samsara. So unable to generate the total renunciation of samsara. So, and didn't have a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, which ceases the cause of delusion, the seed of delusion. So then, when that karma, how long to be there, finishes, then again, same as the previous karma, they're going to even the lower realms. So cycle again. So we've been born formless realm numerous times. We have those concentrations that can see last for eons, but we achieved before, that see samatha, through samatha, see. Had those eight city, has those, is it said also those clear ones we achieved in the past, you know, those common cities, those psychic powers. So they're flying, even the bird flies. So flying, in the bird, even the bird flies, the insects, they fly. So if psychic power flying, that's special. So because we achieved those numbers time in the past, but that, we didn't get liberated even from samsara. You see, so that's the reason. So that's because the reason as I explained before, having to see, didn't achieve renunciation, some total renunciation, samsara, wisdom directly pursuing emptiness. You know, the ceasing the defilements, you see, with the insults, you know, cause of samsara, bodhicitta. So therefore, Chikesha Tampa Kishchangava answered, I rather prefer even questioning what is lambrim. So, like that. Then, Pavangata Chinyambo mentioned that even reciting 100 millions of the, you know, mantras, so many number of this and that mantras, you know, 100 million times. So it's still not the real meaning of life. It's just a branch, it's just a, that there's no man practice, that's just branches of the practice. Like the tree, there's tree and there's branches. So those numbers of preliminaries, those recitations, 100 million mantras, the branches, like the branch of the tree, see, not the main trunk, the main practice. So it's good, I say, but not the real meaning of life. Not the most meaningful life. So then said, even seeing Buddha and maintaining lambrim, what is more meaningful? I'd say, maintaining lambrim is more beautiful. What is more beautiful? Maintaining lambrim is more meaningful. More meaningful than even seeing Buddha. Among us students, there are people who saw Buddha, you know, here and there, you know, short time happened. That doesn't mean you have actualized bodhicitta. That doesn't mean you should realize emptiness. Just about that. So just seeing Buddha. Vision of Buddha, just in Buddha doesn't mean, you know, that time you achieve the lambrim, telepathic part, you know, realizations. Slowly have to meditate, you know, to attain. So I gave an example that people who had a vision of Buddha, you see. But that doesn't mean they achieve lambrim realization, you see. Since from that time they have the lambrim realization, doesn't mean that. We need to put effort and to maintain lambrim to have the lambrim realization. So the most meaningful life is the most beneficial meaningful life is the maintaining lambrim. So attaining the path. That's all in order that this is good, but that's not really meaningful life. That is the important one to remember. Important one to remember in our daily life. So you spend your life branches the practice, but leave out the main part. Leave out the main part. You know. Attaining lambrim is a mental part. Attaining lambrim, leave that. Then do a branch of the practice. Then you see, not that much meaningful. Such a chung chung in Tibetan, you see. Such a chung is something that you have great, you have great success in attaining the realization, the path, you know. So leave out the main practice, the mental lambrim attaining, and then do, branches of practice. Can't have quick, it's good, but really can't have a quick progression. So that's why I will mention that when you do preliminary practices, do the lambrim, you know, do the lambrim, integrate. So, half hour lambrim or 1 hour lambrim, half hour the one of our preliminary practice if you are trying to get them some number. However, so because the lambdum is retreating, also preliminary. Lambdum, even you are doing lambdum, but it's a little bit the preliminaries. So purifying the correct merits and all that. So, yeah, this is the Guru Yoga practice, such as the Guru Puja or the Lama Tsongkha Guru Yoga, whichever Guru Yoga, to receive blessing of the Guru, and so that it can cause for realization. So the purifying the defilements, you know, the karma, obstacles, then means to correct the merits, mental offering, so forth, you know, the prostration, so that. But second type of this, so that then the actual body, mental lambdum. So that, see. Or even we do tantric retreat, but without lambdum, it has no taste. Without lambdum, it's empty. It doesn't become concord. Without bodhicitta, it doesn't become correct practice. Doesn't cause of enlightenment. Without right view, that doesn't become antidote to samsara. you know, doesn't become antidote to samsara. So, doesn't become, the retreat, you know, the highest of deity doesn't become antidote to samsara. And antidote doesn't become antidote to root of samsara ignorance. Delusions and it doesn't liberate you from samsara, as it doesn't count it from samsara. So yes, without renunciation, then of course tantric practice doesn't become even cause to receive liberation from samsara. So that, so even when we do tantric retreat, what makes the retreat rich is by the three pins apart, you know, bodhicitta, renunciation, renunciation, right view, bodhicitta, then that makes the retreat very rich, very meaningful, so very, like food, very tasty. Like this, like apple pie, hot apple pie, and the cream on the top. So, however, if one doesn't have much time, you know, they have to very short time to, you know, just to go about it. So beginning 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the lambdum, then, you know, strong, as much as possible, strong renunciation, but remember the antidote impermanence. That and then strong compassion, which is based on thinking of suffering or samsara, you see. Other sentient beings suffering, so the kindness of others. So strong bodhicitta. So anyway. So until one have realization, until one achieves realization bodhicitta. So putting the main effort in lambdum to have renunciation of this life, renunciation of future life samsara, then you can have realization of bodhicitta. Here I can jump, but they realize emptiness, so that everyone has much imprint from past lives. So much imprint, have read, have heard teaching of them, meditated, so much imprint, then if you have a lot of merit, imprint a lot of merit, then realizing emptiness is not difficult. The realizing emptiness is what sound very difficult. Difficult is for those, who have small merit, and those who have doesn't have much imprint from past. So difficult is it for them. But the person has a lot of merit and imprint from past life, much imprint, it's not difficult to realize emptiness. Of course, one thing is that one must, that experience must continue to develop. Then if one didn't have realization of samatha in the past, then then one has to achieve that, so that one can develop, say, the seeking, the meditation from the seeking meditation from the view, is after realization of the, after having realized emptiness, then try to have last concentration, or even to shine. So the seeking meditation from the right view. That's only Gumbotsua. Seeking meditation from the right view. So then one can achieve, great insight, which is preparation, for Arya path, exalted path with wisdom directly pursuing emptiness, which is the only realization that directly, only then directly able to cease the defilements, the cause of delusions, the imprint.